You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
So, question, does smoking crack make you unfit to be mayor of a great city? Marion Barry raised that issue in the United States as mayor of Washington, D.C. back in 1990, but voters still sent him back to City Hall after a stint in federal prison. In Canada, though, this is more of a 21st century issue.
Yes, I have some looked at crack cocaine. Do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, whose self-destructive behaviors might make Anthony Weiner seem virtuous, in court documents released Wednesday detailing a pattern of drug abuse, erratic behavior.
I can assure you, I am not an alcoholic. I am not a drug addict. Have I drank? Have I done drugs? Yes, I have.
That's Rob Ford actually trying to reassure the Toronto City Council, his notion of damage control. You're hearing it right there. But his self-defense was less than entirely convincing.
The reason I drank or did drugs was not because of stress. It was out of sheer stupidity.
Sheer stupidity, perhaps an explanation for reportedly having staffers buy booze for him, or on St. Patrick's Day in 2012, getting into a fist fight with two staffers. Stephen Marsh, novelist and contributing editor for Esquire and a Toronto native, joins us now. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, John.
So how does this Ford scandal become emblematic of what's going on in Toronto? You've actually written about this, or is this just all about a guy named Rob Ford?
Well, I mean, the weird thing is that the whole Rob Ford scandal is kind of the antithesis of the city itself. I mean, Toronto is kind of, a liberal paradise, sort of post-industrial model city. I mean, you know, we've had less than 50 murders this year. For some similar American-sized cities, there are 50 murder weekends. Our bankers are still boring, and therefore our economy – we really had virtually no recession, really. And, you know, the city is incredibly law-abiding and incredibly lovely and sort of incredibly respectful and calm and quiet, except for the mayor, who's a crackhead. You know,
although isn't there some mythology here? I mean, Yonge Street in Toronto has a reputation as being a kind of, hippie mecca for, it's a little like Woodstock every weekend there on Yonge Street in Toronto. And there's also a well-established, pornography business online that's been centered in Toronto and to a certain extent in Montreal in Canada.
Montreal,
and that goes
back
a long time. Yeah.
Well, there's definitely a vice industry there. But that's different from crime, really, I would say. And so, you know, what we have with Rob Ford is really kind of a whole host of criminal activities and also hanging around with gangsters. I don't really know if there's a better term for that. That is really new. I mean, that really, I don't know where that comes from. I really don't. I don't think anybody does.
Are people of Toronto embarrassed by this, embarrassed for their city? Do they think this is a bit of a one-off, or do they kind of have a feeling, you know, Toronto should join the human race, maybe get a little bit of a dark underbelly?
I think the latter, it's sort of both. I mean, some people are embarrassed, but, you know, the truth is these are growing pains. We have 100,000 people move to the city every year. I think Chicago's shrinking and we're growing, and we're kind of replacing Chicago in that. You know, New York is New York and L.A. is L.A., but we're kind of replacing Chicago. And along with that comes some nasty business, I think, almost inevitably. Also, you have to remember the mayor has no power. You know, the mayor can't actually make any decisions. So it's not like he's leaving this crack den and then going and making major decisions. That's just not true.
Replacing Chicago. We should talk to the people of Chicago about that, huh, Stephen?
Well, I mean, you know, it just in terms of the city of population, you know, they shrink. They lose about 37,000 people a year and we gain about 100,000 a year.
And Rahm Emanuel actually has power as mayor of Chicago.
That's true. And he's a sensible person. You know,
Stephen Marsh, thanks so much. Novelist and contributing editor for Esquire, Toronto native, who's written about what's going on in Toronto with the Rob Ford mayoral scandal. Thanks, Stephen.
My pleasure.
The
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.